Oh, the radio. 91.7
doesn't have to work. All he has to do is
enter the store,
go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of mud. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio Main News, broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: Kabuswe commissions Nakatindi market hands over grant. SDA youths rehabilitate Linda Community School. In international news, Israel kills three journalists in Lebanon. And in sports, Singala boosts Polo Polo camp in Buenos Aires. Whereas in details, my name is Darlington Mkoka. In local news, Chidilabombo Member of Parliament Paul Kabuswe has commissioned Nakatindi Market and an ablution facility in Chidilabombo District. Speaking at the event, Kabuswe said it is evident that President Hakainde Hichilema's increased constituency development fund allocation is aimed at improving the lives of Zambians. He has urged the people of Chidilabombo to support President Hichilema so that more infrastructure development can continue. Kabuswe has also handed over grants to 92 women and youth scrub to help boost their businesses. Meanwhile, Chidilabombo District Commissioner Kelly Chivinga commended the President for increasing the CDF, noting that it has helped address a number of challenges in the district. The Seventh-day Adventist Church has reaffirmed its commitment to supplementing government efforts in the education sector. SDA Lusaka Conference Youth Director Pastor Devi Kayaya says this is why youths at Chilanga Central District Mission mobilized resources to rehabilitate Taonga Community School in Linda. Meanwhile, Munkolo Ward Councillor Evans Kaliko has thanked the church on behalf of the community for rehabilitating the school, emphasizing the importance of collaboration in the education sector. He has noted that the school is vital to the ward as it provides education to vulnerable children. School head teacher Muya Namushi calls on well wishes to assist in addressing other challenges such as inadequate desks. A family of four in Mazabuka Chibuyu area, all of whom are visually impaired, is appealing for financial assistance to enable them to travel to Zambia to Zimba District Mission Hospital for medical commissioning. The family says the doctor at the facility has assured them of a thorough assessment of their condition. Speaking in an interview, the mother Chivanje Molomoka, who is also blind, calls for support, expressing hope that medical interventions could improve their conditions. Still in local news, Christians in Mansa have commemorated the feast of Palm Sunday with a call for unity and peace as the country moves towards the election period. The Catholic, Anglican, Methodist and United Church of Zambia congregations all gathered at Chipembere grounds in Mansa before marching to their respective churches in a symbolic commemoration of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The Christians stressed that the coming together of various churches should empower politicians to rise above partisan divisions and serve the country with patriotism rather than selfish interests. Meanwhile, Mansa Diocese Catholic priest Francis Constantino Mulenga has implored Christians not to be swayed by money when choosing leaders, but to uphold dignity and integrity. Drawing from the Palm Sunday readings, which recount Christ's humble entry into Jerusalem and foreshadow his suffering and sacrifices, Francisco Mulenga reminds the faithful that the true leadership is rooted in the humility, selfishness, and obedience to God's will. A 30-year-old farmer has welcomed plans by Southern African Development Community member state to harmonize veterinary medicines across the region. This comes as the regulatory authorities intensify efforts to standardize veterinary medicine approvals among member states. Evans Mweni of Kalomo District says the move will speed up the approval process, making the veterinary medicines more accessible to farmers. He has explained that the program will also ensure medicines are readily available across all member states without unnecessary delays. Mwene has noted that limited access to veterinary services has created a gap allowing counterfeit medicines to enter the market. He has stressed that this situation negatively affects livelihoods, which remain a key source of income for many farmers in the region. Finally, in local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has assured the church that Zambia will remain peaceful before, during, and after the elections. The president says the government will continue to play its role in safeguarding peace, which he describes as essential for sustaining the country's ongoing development. Speaking at the new Apostolic Church, Kaponga Congregation in Mongo District, where he attended the Palm Sunday services, President Hichilema thanked the church for its contribution to communities in areas such as education and health. He has donated 200,000 kwacha to the congregation and pledged to provide roofing materials for the church's school building project, as well as two other church building projects. Meanwhile, New Apostolic Church, Western Province, led Apostle Elvis Lee Waidi commends President Hichilema for his commitment to national development. In his sermon, Apostle Waidi emphasized that Christians are expected to promote peace to create a conducive environment for all. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
The wait is over. SuperSport Bet is here. This is where sports fans play and champions are made. Get closer to the action, my guy. Watch, play, and win. Join today and get 10 free flights on Aviator Plus. Catch the best odds with Super Boosts on your favorite matches. Don't just watch the game. Play like a champion. Sign up like a Bosale at SuperSportBet.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Bet responsibly. No under 18s.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movie night. Keeps the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV Stream. Your soapies, sorted. Your football, live. Plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost. Just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibes. Your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV Stream. Download it today.
Fortunately, this lover doesn't have to worry. All he has to do is
enter the store,
go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice refreshment.